had the good fortune to be in graduate school in 1947. I think that was the year the transistor was just invented by Bardeen and Bratton and Shockley at Bell Labs. And that influenced the direction of my PhD thesis. I did recognize that this was sort of a new era, that we're going to do in solids now what we were doing in vacuum tubes. And my PhD topic was the study of essentially fluctuations or noise in semiconductors. My advisor was a statistical mechanics professor of physics. And so I got into the research side of semiconductors very early. And really, once I joined Catholic University, I continued that most of my research in that period from 47 through 58 was on semiconductors, transistors, and generally in photoconductors, and generally was in the area of how they worked, and particularly what were the sources of noise, so what limited the level of signal that could be detected. But more important than that is simply I was just fortunate to be in school at the time and still at a point in my career where I could steer it. The other direction that I was thinking about was nuclear, having spent that summer at Los Alamos. But I realized pretty early that particularly the weapons side of nuclear work was very confining, no publication, and it didn't appeal to me. And so I made what probably was one of the best decisions of my life, was to go on the electronic solid-state side, and that's the research area I pursued while I was still in the university. So my main point here is simply that I was lucky to be in the right spot when the whole industry really started, and with the invention of the transistor at Bell Labs. It was very crude in those days, point contact transistors, and a lot of people, you know, kind of poo-pooed this could never be very important, but I think what I recognize that was just the beginning, and certainly nobody envisioned putting hundreds of millions of transistors on a chip in those days, but it seemed like it had a lot of growth.